you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you this Wednesday from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, if you're listening to us live, or a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern, out there. If that's where your ear holes are being tickled by us. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the funnest place this side of the Mississippi, crabdiving.com. Probably both sides of the fucking Mississippi. Yeah. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And before we go any further, I'd like to issue a retraction. Slash correction. I've been teasing for 2 days now.
It's like swimming in really cold water.
Oh, yes. Oh, retraction. Yeah. We've got shrinkage. That letter that I wanted you to read, penned by John Cleese, total fucking bullshit.
Yes.
Whatever fucking internet asshole did that, fuck off, motherfucker. I was really looking forward to that.
Right-winging, bitter-clinging, proud-clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
It might be a cabinet member right there.
The fuck up, Sarah.
Maybe she was doing some kind of a redneck rap.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Right-winging, bitter-clinging.
Right. Somebody's beatboxing. Wasn't she doing that when she was gunning down wolves from a helicopter?
Yeah,
what a fucking asshole.
It's very sporting. Twiddle us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, on the Twitter machine. One word, crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Join the warm and ample loving bosom of angry liberals over at our page. Stories that we get to, stories we don't get to here on the show. Memes and shit and pictures.
Memes.
And lions and tigers.
Yes.
And bears, oh my.
That's from The Wizard of Oz. A lot of people might not recognize that.
Everybody knows.
No.
Come on, everybody knows Wizard of Oz. No. That's even little kids. That's a recycled one that everybody... That's on every year.
Right.
Like on Thanksgiving, Christmas?
Well, it's on every year.
All the time?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And now it's on DVDs, and I think that's one that's passed down enough. It's like The Christmas Story.
Oh, right.
I just play it all enough day. People. Yeah, I think that's like so deeply ingrained in the culture. I think that
iconic.
Reference. Yeah.
Right.
Our
racist culture. Lovely.
Yeah.
God damn it.
A lot going on in the world today, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get to our hand-picked, we go through the vines of bullshit to pick the best berries for you. Let's see what's going on in the actual headlines out in the lamestream media.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 16th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
It's going down the tubers.
Oh, yes, it is, Donald.
No shit, dude.
The over at the, who knows, let's, you know, the possibly endangered commie pinko liberal effete. Oh, I said your line again. Huffington Post.
It doesn't matter.
I'll dock my pay. over at the commie pinko. By the way, buy shit through our Amazon haul. Ladies and gentlemen, help us defer costs here over at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or any bullshit like that. You know, if you want to help us out, you can, simply, it won't cost you even anything. You just go over to Amazon, buy your shit there, and, we get a little nibble of it, as a friendly gesture from Jeff Bezos for sending you there.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
That's, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit.
We get paid, baby.
And every time you go, click on that link, and you'll help out the crabs here. And thank you to those that do. I see.
Oh yes,
people are have been buying shit. So
oh, wonderful.
We don't get to see what you buy. So
oh, okay,
you buy a double headed dildo or something like that.
Wow, you Amazon read my mind. That's exactly what I was thinking. Double headed dildo.
Don't worry, we don't know that it happened.
Benoit balls.
Over at the HuffPo, there's a picture
fuck you
of Donald J. Trump.
Ugh, God.
President elect.
Oh yes. Vomit.
Donald J. Trump.
Whatever.
And the headline says, danger, Trump team mulls Muslim registry.
Ooh.
Remember that? They were like, oh no, nobody's gonna do any registering of Muslims.
Is that and then that fuck stick from Kansas who's in charge of that, yeah, who wrote some other heinous racist laws.
Yeah, he's a real jizz dollop over there. The Kovac
jizz dollop. I don't know if it's measured out in such a unit. Kovac, yeah.
Kobach. Chris Kobach.
Go fuck yourself.
The in fact, the story is about him.
Oh yes.
According to Reuters, an architect of anti-immigration efforts who says that he is advising President-elect Donald Trump, said that the new administration could push ahead rapidly on construction of a U.S.-Mexico border wall without seeking immediate congressional approval. Oh, look at that. He's going to try to go around Congress on shit. What a great start.
Chewing up the trash over there.
What a great start. What is happening?
Yeah, the dog's ripping up the fucking trash. By the way, I posted an article on Facebook about this fucking Muslim registry, facebook.com/crabdiving. And you know what? If they bust that registry out, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to convert to Islam, and I'm going to sign up as a Muslim.
Get
what about
there.
That? Who gives a shit? It's all sky god bullshit anyway. The whole, like, I'm Spartacus fucking thing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I saw that happening. Well, we fully embrace that. We will register as Muslims.
Yeah, I will too. So what? Big
Maybe.
Deal. What's it? I mean,
Kansas Secretary of State, and Kansas is doing so well, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're is reportedly tweaking his nipples to look full and busty for possibly being attorney general. Said in an interview that Trump's policy advisors also discussed drafting a proposal for his consideration to reinstate a registry for immigrants from Muslim countries.
You must be fucking shitting me. That's insane.
To implement Trump's call for extreme vetting. Remember, we're going to extremely vet them.
How is that not racist? How does that not at least sound racist? Jesus.
Kobach said immigration. By the way, Kobach also lost bigly in several different court cases, I think.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the most heinous purveyors of trying to keep black people from voting.
Perv. Right.
As attorney general in Kansas, he's worked the hardest to purge any Democrat within sight off of the voting registration.
So this is a voter suppression guy.
Massively. Bigly.
Does he do anything? Does this guy do anything to help the planet?
No.
God! What is this guy going to think when he's on his deathbed and his last thoughts are flashing before his fucking...
Hopefully I'm in a lot of pain.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
No offense.
Yeah, yeah. You dickhead.
Kobach helped design the program. He's saying it's a reinstatement of a national registry of immigrants and visitors who enter the U.S. on visitors from on visas from countries where extremist organizations are active,
right?
Known as the National Security Entry Exit Registration System.
The what?
The National Security Entry Exit Registration System.
Nine.
Hogan?
That sounds really creepy, even without the German accent.
Was under President George W. Bush.
Don't mess with Texas.
More from that administration,
please. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I'm sorry. You know what it is? I'm not impressed anymore. How can you be impressed with what he said?
The JV team, right?
That's junior varsity, baby. Second string. Bring out the true alt-right. They're in charge.
They got rid of this registry in 2011 after they deemed it redundant.
Yes.
And it was criticized by civil rights groups for unfairly targeting immigrants from Muslim-majority nations.
Right.
Now they're like, you know, the Republicans don't care about your unfair targeting of minority groups.
No.
They're considering Joe Arpaio fucking national security offices. And that heinous judge from Milwaukee, that un-American snotball.
Oh, God. I always forget his name. I believe it's the Honorable Dick Fuck McGee.
Wears a fucking cowboy hat in Milwaukee.
Come on. In Milwaukee? What the fuck?
He's the guy who said that these peaceful protests that have been going on should be quelled.
Oh, my God.
Quelled.
How much you want to bet he went on thesaurus.com? Found that word.
And Chris Kobach is also one of the guys who helped draw a 2013 or 2010 law in Arizona.
Yes.
Which was the papers please law.
How nice.
That meant they could stop you if you looked Mexican.
Okay.
They can stop you for no other reason other than you look Mexican-y. I'm going to stop you. I want to see your papers, please.
Yeah. Listen, dude, I have a question. I've been tangling with this right-wing nut job Lynn from where I grew up with on Facebook. And I brought up all this racist shit about Trump. And you know what they always say?
It ain't racism.
Well, no, they say, I don't agree with what he said, but I do like his plans for bringing back jobs and restarting the economy and all this other shit. But if that's the case, I mean, if Trump really is not about racism and white nationalism, but he's about jobs, why aren't more of the people he's bringing into his cabinet known for creating jobs? Why are they known for their racist bullshit?
Well, right. He was going to drain the swamp, but he's filling it with stuff from the sewer.
Oh, yeah. Real shit bags. Or not even a shit bag, actual shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's widespread calls for him to rescind his appointment of Bannon. Steve Bannon as a senior White House advisor.
Well, just on
like that.
Appearance alone, I don't want to look at him. Does anybody really want to look at Bannon regularly if you don't have to?
And there's another story that's out here. The dangerous anti-Muslim extremists that are advising Trump's chief strategist.
Great.
Bannon, on his radio show, conducted dozens of interviews with anti-Muslim extremists over the past year. Oh, you'll recognize some of these names. Pamela Geller.
Who is that?
She's that that sea hag that was walking around having draw Mohammed contests, trying to incite violence from Muslims.
How does that help the planet, man?
It doesn't.
Good God, man.
Horrible.
Horrendous.
Robert Spencer, who runs the anti-Muslim website Jihad Watch and co-founder of the American Freedom Defense Initiative.
Oh, my God.
Along with Geller.
Right. Perfect.
He appeared on Bannon's show twice. Bannon called him one of the top two or three experts in the world on this great war we're fighting against fundamental Islam.
Oh, my God. How stupid. How does that rhetoric help, man? I just don't understand.
Frank Gaffney, who has been named a member of the transition team.
Yes.
Co-founder of the Center for Security Policy, which the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
Characterizes as, quote, a conspiracy-oriented mouthpiece for the growing anti-Muslim movement in the United States.
How fucking creepy.
Frank Gaffney, the founder of this conspiracy-oriented mouthpiece for the growing anti-Muslim movement in the United States.
Mouthpiece.
Appeared on Bannon's show 29 times.
29? Well, that seems like a lot, Pat.
Bannon called Gaffney, quote, one of the senior thought leaders and men of action in this war, in the whole war against Islamic radical jihad, doing amazing work, jeez, doing God's work, sir.
Ooh,
just
yes,
fantastic.
You know, that's hard. That title is hard to fit on a business card.
God's work, like backhanding your wife.
Oh,
she
sure
talks back to you.
Oh, right. And marginalizing people of color and gay people and things of that nature.
Telling her you don't want your kids going to a school because there's too many Jews there.
Yeah, what would Jesus do, stupid?
So there you go. The Southern Poverty Law Center also describes this guy. Let me remind you, on the transition team.
Oh, yes.
Gaffney. They describe him as a former Reagan administration defense official who is gripped by paranoid fantasies about Muslims destroying the West from within.
Good.
He is suspicious that Barack Obama was actually born in Kenya.
Good. Hey, I want more people on that transition team gripped with paranoid delusions, please.
And he is a proponent of a new version,
okay,
of the infamous House Un-American Activities Committee to root out suspected Muslim subversives. So we said earlier we're going to register proudly as Muslims.
Yeah.
That means that they would consider us Muslim subversives, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck me. Hey, Kate, go look for airfare to Guatemala. We got to get out of this motherfucker. But let me ask you something. This, you know, you're talking about this transition bullshit. How is it that I don't ever remember reading any news about past presidents and their transition team? I just don't remember.
Well, yeah.
Because it's usually fucking boring.
Right.
Nothing happens,
yeah,
except the transition.
Yes.
So why is this different?
Because the American people thought they were like changing the carpets and the drapes, but they threw a firebomb into the entire house,
really,
is what's happening.
I thought this dickhead was going to hire the best people. What happened to that?
He had nobody around him because he's
he's an asshole.
A horrible creature. And so nobody wanted to be around him in the primaries. And now nobody wants to work with the administration.
Fuck no.
There are many. That story is out on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
There's that professor who, I called him an asshole. I was wrong. He was right.
Right.
He predicted Trump was going to win. He's the guy who's like the last, 180 elections. He's been around since Caesar got stabbed. he is, has predicted the elections correctly.
Right.
And he got this one right. He said Trump was going to win. And a month ago, I was like, what an asshole.
Yeah.
Moron. But
a month ago, like November 8th,
yeah,
at 6 p.m. I was like, that guy's a fucking moron.
So, but this guy now, not that this gives him any more credibility really, but, he's now also, predicting,
yes,
that, Donald J. Trump, will end up impeached.
I saw that too.
They call him the prediction professor. He's called every presidential election since 1984. Said on some chat show.
Yes.
There's a very good chance that Donald Trump could face impeachment. He's a political historian, teaches at the American University in Washington.
What does he know?
He uses his own system that he devised of 13 true or false statements to judge whether the incumbent party will retain the White House.
Okay.
He said that.
So this guy lives in this like bubble of knowledge and information and facts.
Yes.
What a ninny.
So now they're saying, he says that, first of all, Donald Trump has played fast and loose his whole life with the law. He's right. run an illegal charity in New York State, made illegal campaign contributions through that charity. He used that charity to settle personal business debts, and he now faces a RICO lawsuit.
No shit, man. God, isn't Trump, like, stressed out all the time? I mean, does the man... It surprises me that Donald doesn't smoke. Or at least smoke weed or something. I'd be stressed if I was Donald.
And he says the Republicans are nervous about Trump. He's a loose cannon. Nobody knows what he really believes or where he really stands. He can't be controlled. The Republicans right. would vastly prefer to have Mike Pence, an absolutely predictable down-the-pipe conservative Republican. Ooh. I would rather have Mike Pence.
Down the pipe.
At this point.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
we're going to take it up the pipe.
Oh, yes.
And those that like it won't be able to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right?
Actually, I don't think so.
You got
I don't
a
think
bunch of homophobes.
I don't think they're
going
to be able to go after gay marriage. They will let bakers not bake cakes, though, and shit like that. And we'll have to fix that shit when we get back to taking the reins.
Yeah, hopefully that happens.
And all these evangelicals will be dropping dead anyway, so
right.
it'll be less of an issue.
Flatline, sad.
But I think this guy's right. I think in the House, after 10 minutes, they're going to be like, we can't wait to impeach this guy. Even the Republicans, they'll be like, Democrats, please find something he did.
Well, especially these tea loons. If these tea loons, you know, if their constituents get pissed off, they will do whatever is necessary to stay in office. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. I mean, we know that.
Right.
I mean, if Trump pisses them off or rubs them the wrong way or doesn't build the wall, oh, fuck.
I think he'll be able to spin not building the wall. I think he's going to say,
yeah,
you know, look,
we're going to
put up a nice, beautiful wall sure. where we need one. And the other places, we are going to use the best American technology, the most beautiful drones.
Oh, yes.
The best people to patrol.
You know what
yeah,
I would
he's
do?
He's going to spin it like, oh, we're going to be total. Don't worry. It's secure. Don't worry. It's secure.
Hologram. That's what I would do. I'd throw yeah. up a hologram. That's good enough. These guys are stupid.
And now we're going to be the ones pointing to people that are coming across the border and committing crime and say, how's that wall working?
No, we can't do that.
You just commit a crime.
Right. Well, we can't do that. I don't know why. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Who cares?
In the news. Oh, wait. We didn't check out
the Drudge headline.
The Drudge headline yet. Yeah.
Hey, shitheads. What are you guys talking about?
The HuffPo was that they're planning a Muslim registry, getting ready for that wall.
You know what should be the headline on Drudge? Hey, what the fuck is Russia doing in our fucking electoral process? What the fucking fuck? That should be the headline on both of the fucking sites.
Over at the Drudge Report, in large, small syllabled words.
Yes.
Pelosi moves to muscle mutiny.
What in the fuck does that mean?
Well, a lot of the libs, the very progressives, want a top-to-bottom shakedown of the party.
Right.
And are not real happy about today's news that Chuck Schumer was voted minority leader now that Hurricane Harry Reid is leaving the
boring.
Senate.
Right. Isn't that a boring choice? Do you want Chucky
well,
Schumer?
Very establishment. Very, yeah. at times, maybe not progressive enough for our tastes.
Fuck him.
Which is the point.
Right.
There was probably a too late wave of trying to get Bernie to be the minority leader.
God, this is fucking insane. It's like the Democrats... Don't.
So already that's what the progressives are saying. Look, we told you with this election, we want a clean house, and we're having the same thing that the Republican Party is having. The establishment is like, well, wait a second. No.
He's fucking idiots.
They're not going to let you guys go too crazy.
Right. It's like they didn't notice that we lost the fucking election.
But who knows? We'll see. Don't forget also that Bannon hates Jews.
Right.
And Chuck Schumer is one.
Right.
So Chuck Schumer working with the Republicans. Who knows how likely that's going to be if they're going to be all anti-Semitic and shit.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I mean, Chuck Schumer's a moderate, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that that's what our party needs. What do I know?
Washington Times. Representative Nancy Pelosi formally announced on Wednesday that she's running to retain her spot as House Minority Leader. And she sent a warning shot to any potential rivals that by informing her colleagues that she's already locked up more than two-thirds of the Democratic caucus.
So,
in case there are any challengers.
So, like, let me understand this. We didn't get the House. We didn't get the Senate. We didn't win the presidency. So we're not going to change anything. What the fuck are we doing?
Representative Tim Ryan has emerged as a potential challenger and warned that the party has lost touch with the working class voters in the Rust Belt.
No shit.
And the Midwest that it will need to recapture the House minority. Or to capture the majority, I mean.
Right.
She made it clear, though, in a letter to colleagues that she ain't giving up. It is with both humility and confidence that I write to request your support for House Democratic Leader. 76 years old, Nancy is.
You think there's any humility there? I don't sense a lot of a lot of fucking humility. Your party lost. Your party lost the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and nobody has the maturity or the fucking wherewithal to say we need to change shit. We couldn't articulate our message to the fucking working class when we wanted to raise the minimum wage. They failed. You fucked up. God.
But Trump's going to make America great again.
Nobody's making America great. Neither side.
Listen to this. She wrote, as of this writing, I am pleased to report the support of more than two-thirds of the caucus. That really is a, listen, kids, if you want to fuck with me, don't bother.
I'm going to fuck you up. I'm putting my interest in before the country. That's what she's saying. I get it. Whatever.
The Democrats were optimistic that early on when Hillary was doing apparently well, if she ever really was, but they ended up netting five seats well short of expectations.
Yes.
And she said, well, you know, did you see the headline over at the Drudge Report? It's a mutiny. Pelosi moves to muscle mutiny. It's just somebody else is thinking of running for the Democratic
leader.
Doesn't
that happen?
Which happens
every fucking time.
Yeah.
I mean, and especially now, it seems like now would be a good time to consider changing things up when you lost so fucking horribly. But that's just me.
So there you go.
Wow.
Nancy Pelosi will probably end up as the minority leader still.
Are you having any faith in our party right now? I mean, I'm not. I'm a little discouraged. I mean, it's nice to hear Elizabeth Warren go on these talk shows and Bernie talk about how they're going to stand up to Donald and all that shit. But Chuck Schumer, that doesn't excite me.
Yeah.
How is that going to excite people in the midterms to go out and vote? And Pelosi, they lost.
Go. That's why we need to get really organized and put Bernie clones and Elizabeth Warren clones up for local elections and statewide elections that are coming up in a couple of years.
Right.
The so that's the headline over at the Drudge Repo.
You know, it's interesting. Do you think that Democrats are really interested in that? I mean, we're interested in that. Progressives, but you think the Dems are interested in Bernie clones and Elizabeth Warren clones?
I think they have to be now.
Right.
I don't think they're that dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, if Keith Ellison can manage to get the DNC chairmanship, that's a slight better sign.
Yeah, that's true.
Although some of the real screaming, rabid progressives hate him too because he flipped on Hillary. And
yeah.
I mean, he flipped after Bernie was out. He said, vote Hillary. And some of the hardcore extremists say they still find that as that's like voting for the Iraq war. It's a zero sum for them.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Hey, listen.
Bless their hearts.
Yes. But this is not good. I mean, you just keeping the status quo after you fucking lost. What business would operate like that? What business would go through a year where they lost money and they fucking failed? And they say, hey, let's do the same fucking plan. Yeah. I don't get it.
It's a definition of insanity, right?
It's
trying
insanity.
The same thing over and over,
oh my
expecting
God.
Different results.
Who's going to get excited for Chuck E. Schumer? Nobody.
I've got, you mentioned our Uncle Nipply friends.
Nicked.
From Russia.
Yes.
And the hacking and shit and stuff. And why isn't that the fucking headline?
Right. Nobody cares.
I do see a tweet, or several tweets a day, actually, that kind of say that, like, wait a minute. Are we supposed to just forget that Russia and the FBI both stuck their dicks in the hole there where it didn't belong?
The FBI!
We're just supposed to forget about that.
Russia, you can at least get your mind around. You say, well, they fucking hate us. I get it. It's horrible. I get it.
Yeah, they want to fuck things up.
But why the FBI? Fuck them.
Over in the Senate.
Yes.
Former presidential candidate, Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot he ran.
Of South Carolina.
I will have a mint julep.
A little bit of sanity.
Yes.
Saying that he wants Senate hearings to investigate whether Russian President Vladimir Putin interfered in the U.S. election.
Damn right.
He said, assuming for a moment that we do believe that the Russian government has controlled outside organizations that hacked into our election, they should be punished.
Ooh. No shit.
I don't think he put the ooh in there. He might have ooh. I will personally suit up and punish the fuck out of them.
Double-headed dildo.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Amazon. Buy your sex toy. They sell sex toys on that site. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get paid.
That's where we wish we could see, because if Lindsey Graham buys a double-headed dildo, I'd like to know that.
Latex assless chaps.
The U.S. officials of various organizations have said that the Kremlin was responsible for hacking into the DNC committee.
Yes.
The DNC computers over the summer, releasing that information through the WikiFucks.
WikiFucks. That exists. WikiFucks.com.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you that fucking exists.
Lindsey Graham urged his fellow Republicans to, quote, not let allegations against the foreign government interfere in our election process go unanswered, because
yes,
it may have been beneficial to our cause.
Right.
That almost sounds like somebody with scruples.
Oh, God. Or it just sounds like somebody that hates the fuck out of Donald Trump. Doesn't matter.
It could be that.
I'll take either.
Which way do you think Lindsey would vote on impeachment?
Oh, he hates him. He fucking hates that guy.
He said that the congressional hearings would include Russia's misadventure throughout the world, including its military aggression in Eastern Europe and whether it's committed wars to crimes in Syria. So he wants the world to know that he ain't buying what Uncle Nipples is selling.
Okay.
And Trump is trying to help pluck the stray hairs from Uncle Nipples' nipples and polish them up and
right,
present them to the American people as, he's not so bad.
Buff him up.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. Would it be great if we could get along with this fucking guy?
That's why
from the
John
KGB.
McCain lost his shit yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Let's believe a former KGB head who kills reporters,
right,
subjugates his own people.
That's going to be driving the establishment GOP up a fucking wall. I mean, really.
So maybe there's little signs of resistance on the GOP side that'll stick around. Like,
right,
maybe they just won't totally cave. And if there's enough sane people around, maybe they'll contain the fascism of it. And it'll just be a horrible, regular Republican administration. Maybe they'll get rid of Trump. He'll do something, fuck something up. And they'll impeach the fuck out of him, get him out of there, and then it's President Pence.
Oh, my God.
Which will be horrible.
Ah!
But I with a President Pence, I'm frankly not worried that we're going to have elections in 4 years.
Yeah.
We will.
How sad is it?
I'm not that 100% convinced that with Donald Trump, we're going to have free and open elections at all in 4 years.
I mean, if the GOP is starting to hate him now, he hasn't even assumed rule. How long will this motherfucker last? Because the limbs already hate him, you know.
Lindsey Graham said he's pledging to work with Trump despite their disagreements, but he's urging fellow senators to make sure they keep a check on Trump's power.
Okay.
Quote,
clearly me and the Donald have issues, and I will do everything I can to help him because he will be commander in chief in dangerous times. I worry about Russia. I can imagine, given Donald Trump's view of Iran, that the Iranians may want to be up to no good one day. So this is a defining moment, I think, for the country. I want a good relationship with Russia, but things have to substantially change. He's the president of the United States, and he is the leading diplomat for the country. Oh, my God. Think about that.
Oh, my. I know. That's insane. I mean, why do you think? Do you think Uncle Nipples wants Trump to tear up the Iran deal? I mean, I don't know. I'm just musing here. I have no idea. You know, I wonder what would be in it for Russia.
I thought Russia and Iran are kind of buddy-buddy, so yes. I'm not necessarily sure.
Does Iran like the Iran deal? I mean, they signed it.
They like the lifting of the sanctions part. Not the we can't have nukes part.
Right.
But I don't think even Uncle Nipples wants Iran to get nukes. The fewer the better.
Right.
It's very complicated. It's complicated. And now Trump's in charge.
I know. It's so great.
Steve Bannon suggests there are too many Asian CEOs in Silicon Valley.
Oh, yes. Great. Yes. Good point, Steve. Way to tackle some real problems in America. What the fuck is he talking about?
Steve Bannon, the man that the president-elect has chosen to be a chief strategist, expressed dismay at the number of tech execs who are immigrants from Asia.
Ha ha ha, what's up with all these Asians?
Bannon, the executive chairman of Breitbart News, was a guest. Trump was a guest on Bannon's Sirius XM Breitbart News Daily radio show.
Yes.
When Bannon made these remarks on November 5th, 2015, so a year ago.
Okay.
Trump said, people are coming in and they're taking jobs and people are getting paid less money. A lot of it has to do with the borders, which it doesn't.
Oh, my God.
But a lot of it has to do with the borders. They lie.
They all believe you, Trump. They all believe you. Or Bannon, whoever. They believe this shit so hard.
But this is when he said, but when someone's going to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Penn, Stanford, all the greats, we throw them out of the country and they can't, and then they graduate. We throw them out of the country and they can't get back in. I think that's terrible. So he's saying we should keep the ones that are rich.
So let me understand. If you want to be in this country and you're brown, you better attend an Ivy League school.
If your parents aren't legal.
Oh, okay.
So he's talking about like the DACA kids or the DARPA kids or whatever. Yeah. The ones that are that apparently one of his executive orders is going to be launch those fuckers out.
Right.
Kids like that who's were brought here as kids. They don't have papers.
Yeah.
Yet they went to Harvard.
Are they the dreamers?
Penn State. Yeah.
Are we talking about the dreamers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Barack Hussein Obama said if Trump comes after the dreamers, there's going to be a fight. He's coming after the dreamers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But on this show, he said, I think that's terrible. We have to be careful that, Steve, you know, we have to keep our talented people in this country.
God, that's so fucked up.
And when Trump asked Bannon if he agreed with him.
Yes.
The Breitbart exec chairman seem to have trouble responding. Well, when 2/3 or 3/4 of the CEOs in Silicon Valley are from South Asia or from Asia, I think a country is more than an economy. We're a civic society. So I think he's saying...
What?
I think he's saying we need to worry less about what economic contribution they may have to our society and more about the brownification or yellowification of the country. We need to keep the white people protected.
That's exactly
what he's saying.
Jeez.
Trump's like, well, you know, we should let the brown ones back in, that are the good ones that went to Harvard and stuff. You know, we I don't think that's great that we lock them out. And Bannon said, well, you know, 2/3 or 3/4 of CEOs in, on Silicon Valley are Asian.
You know what, man? The problem with that kind of rhetoric, even if it's stupid, it's lies, baseless, fuck, that guy's in charge. But the problem is it perpetuates this idea that white people are in a quote-unquote fucking culture war. I see this on Facebook all the time. They're like, our way of life is under attack. Why?
Well, it is. If your way of life is, I don't want any brown people living near me, sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it like that.
Or I don't want anybody that doesn't believe in the same guy that got that we like to display Bronze Age torture devices.
Sure.
They don't. That doesn't register with them.
But just because you afford a minority people of rights, does it take your rights away?
Their way of life is changing. Tough titty.
Yeah, it's
all of our ways of life are changing and have changed. Tough titty.
Yeah.
Sorry, sunshine. They talk about their safe spaces. They talk about liberals and their safe spaces. What the fuck? They're trying to turn our country into a whole goddamn safe space.
This guy on Facebook said I'm caught in a Hollywood entertainment liberal bubble. I'm trapped. And I wrote back, I'm not trapped, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm not trapped. I'm not afraid of brown people, of gay people.
Right.
I don't even think about it. You're trapped, you fucking idiot, in your own stupid fucking...
Geography doesn't mean shit. And they're throwing that that map around.
Yes.
Where it's all red with, you know, sane blue areas. Small,
right.
Sane blue areas of how the election went. But that's not population, princesses. That's not population.
Yeah, baby.
They really think that 8 people in western North Dakota...
Fuck you.
That big swath of red should equal
right
the vote of the equal size swath in Chicago.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's just not the way it works.
Sorry.
It just can't work like that anymore.
The rest of the world is going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. Now, over 1 million votes.
Hillary won. Won the popular motherfucking vote.
And still climbing, because inexplicably they're still fucking counting votes. But and from here. So they're going to be more for her. It's just going to go up.
There's no fucking mandate.
So, of course. But the rest of the world is like, wait a minute. She got more votes and you're still giving us Trump to deal with for 4 years.
Dude, and on top of that, we're supposed to be the example. The fucking beacon.
Well, we're going to be an example.
We're supposed to tell Iran. Yeah, right. We're supposed to tell Iran how to run their government in other countries that are fucked up. We're supposed to, you got to be us.
No, we're going to tell them how, but we're going to point a missile at them.
Oh, right.
That's what these guys think. That's how you make America great, is you whip its big nuclear dick out.
Nuclear.
And threaten people.
Oh, yeah.
Trump said, why do we have them if we don't prepare to use them?
Play that out. Okay, so let's use them. Now what? Now what? We blow the whole fucking planet up. How's that making America great again?
Let's let the shrinking amount of land that's going to be sunken under, the rest of it's going to sink under global warming, and let's make it radioactive for 5,000 years or so.
Jesus Christ, Donald.
Let's do that.
Maybe Lindsey Graham will have this fucking guy impeached.
Well, we got to hope that people like Lindsey Graham and Randy Paul, who's already said if they pick Bolton, the names are getting flown. And most of the insiders, the people that know how this works, have said that we shouldn't flip our lids that greatly over these names that are flying around, some of these names, because a lot of it might be themselves floating their own name.
Oh, that's
brilliant.
And
trying to build, like, you know, John Bolton. Michael Bolton would make a far better Secretary of State than John Bolton. But John Bolton is one of the guys that got us into Iraq.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he wrote an op-ed piece a little while back that said the way to keep that right now we have to bomb Iran.
Why?
Right now. To keep them from getting nukes. Right now,
does
we have to bomb them.
there are people in Iran
doesn't care.
That maybe you don't want to bomb them because that sucks.
So, but it might be his people, his peeps that are out kind of floating that name.
What's wrong with Bolton? Like, why is he the fucking Antichrist? I just don't.
He makes Bill Kristol look like he hates war.
Yeah.
John Bolton is a massive lunatic.
Massive.
Warmonger.
Do you,
Trump said he wants to get us out of all these stupid wars that we didn't pay for.
But don't you think Trump's in a position where he just has to give anybody he knows any type of resume a fucking gig?
Well, that's
at this
the
point?
Problem is it's like the mafia. He's not trying to put in qualified people. He's just putting people who, you know, used his pubes to floss with during campaign.
Michael Bolton, by the way, how am I supposed to live without you? Saying that. That's who that is.
Thank you.
By the way, go to Amazon, buy his fucking album. Go through our portal, crabdiving.com /Amazon.
So, Lindsey Graham, we just did that story. Lindsey, hopefully, maybe we'll have a little bit of a firewall. There might be a couple of sane senators.
How fucking sad. Our hope rests in the fucking hands, the soft, well-manicured hands of Lindsey Graham. Fuck me, man.
And Steve Bannon, who says, there's too many goddamn Asians in Silicon Valley.
What the fuck kind of comment is that,
basically,
man? What the fuck kind? That's like a comment your racist fucking second uncle would say at Thanksgiving. Look at all these fucking Asians.
By the way, a study found that 27% of professionals working in Silicon Valley companies were Asian or Asian American, but less than 19% of managers and under 14% of executives. So when he says 75% to 2/3 of the executives,
yes,
in Silicon Valley are Asian.
It's like
it's one of those fact-free things that they say.
It's racist math, you know. That you see a bunch of Asians in a room, you're like 99.9% of all Silicon Valley execs are fucking Asian.
At which point, during this exchange with Trump on this radio show with Bannon, Trump said, "Well, I want people to come into the country," and Bannon said, "Well, you've got to remember, we're Breitbart. We're the know-nothing vulgarians, so we've always got to be to the right of you on this."
Oh, Jesus Christ. The what? The vulgarians?
The know-nothing vulgarians.
Don't you love that?
I'm a proud vulgarian myself.
Yes. From the planet of Vulgaria. Sounds very Star Trek-y, doesn't it?
But the know-nothing part is the creepy part, because the know-nothing party, I think we've talked about here on the show before, where these guys pre-Civil War,
right,
that broke off from one of the parties, I don't know, and they were the know-nothing party because their beliefs were so heinous. They were anti-immigrant, they hated the Catholics, hated the Catholics.
Oh, shit.
Basically, the Trump Hansies of the 1840s and change Muslim
Good
to
God.
Catholic. And immigration, and they were anti-immigration, but because they were so unpopular, you would never say I'm part of this party. The thing was, well, I don't know anything about. Right.
There's not a lot of great politics, I imagine, pre-Civil War. A lot of scary shit.
I mean, so to embrace that
is insane.
We're the know-nothing vulgarians here. We have to tack to the right of you on that.
Ah, who wants to be that? That's so fucked up. Oh, my God.
The Native American Party, renamed the American Party in 1855, commonly known as the Know Nothing Movement, was an American political party operated nationally in the 1840s and 50s.
Oh, yes.
The Jesus. Movement arose in response to an influx of migrants and promised to purify American politics by limiting or ending the influence of Irish Catholics.
Oh, yeah. Come on, guys.
And other immigrants, thus reflecting a nativist and anti-Catholic sentiment.
What? It's always this fucking racism, man.
Yeah, it wasn't race before, though.
Yeah.
Unless the Irish are a different race.
Yeah. Xenophobia, then. How horrible.
They were empowered by popular fears, and they helped stir popular fears that the country was being overwhelmed by German and Irish Catholic immigrants who they saw as hostile to American values and being controlled by the Pope.
Why? Oh, that's it. There you go. I was like, what's wrong with Irish people?
Membership was limited to Protestant men.
Yes. Cocks. Big cock party. Sausage party, baby.
The name Know Nothing originated in the semi-secret organization of the party when they were asked about its activities. When someone was asked about their activities, he was supposed to say, I know nothing.
Oh, man. Well, hey, if you're a member of like of a political party or movement and you're it's so heinous that you don't want to say it out loud or mention it, then what does that fucking mean? What does that say about you?
Fearful that Catholics were flooding the polls with non-citizens.
Right.
What does that sound like?
Oh, my God. It sounds like this fucking election.
Local activists threatened to stop them.
Poll watchers.
Tensions came to a head August 6th, 1855 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Where in a hotly contested race for the office of governor, 22 were killed.
Oh, shit.
And many injured. The Louisville riot was not only the most spectacular of violent riots between Know Nothing. Oh, there were a bunch of them. So no. This one was the biggest one.
Oh, there were many.
Of riots between Know Nothing activists and Catholics.
And we want to go back to that? Somebody's identifying with the Know Nothings?
In Baltimore, the mayoral elections of 1856, 57, 58 were all marred by violence.
Dude, these people that want to go travel back in time, they must be mentally ill.
What's in Maine, that? The Know-Nothings were associated with tarring and feathering a Catholic priest.
Oh, God. Damn, this is that, what's that movie with Daniel Day-Lewis? Streets of New York, Cities of New York.
Cities of New York, yeah.
Gangs of New York. Do we want to go back to that time where we got people running through the street with, like,
and they burned a Catholic church in 1854. So, I mean, you see.
Enough with the burning.
The history of white Protestant men in this country.
Oh, yes.
Is great and warm and
lovely.
Fuzzy.
God.
All men are created equal. Well, except.
Yes.
Is how this country works.
You know who should have ran for president? Michelle Obama. We need a brown woman in charge of this fucking country, honestly.
She would have kicked ass.
She would have won. Do you think she would have won? Or do you think the Trumpalos would have lost their fucking mind?
She would have won because one of the issues that they say about Hillary was that she was not inspiring.
Yes.
Like that there were, I mean, there were those that she did inspire, but I mean, right. she obviously... She's not Obama, and she's not. And part of that, too, I don't think has anything to do with what's going on between her thighs.
Right.
But what.
Fun parts.
She's just not an electric speaker. It's just not what she is. And she admits that. And Obama is. Look at a speech with him followed by a speech with her. Michelle Obama is an amazing speaker. So I think that wow factor.
Yeah.
I think they would have mopped the floor maybe with him.
Do you think Bill probably could see this. Do you think Bill ever took Hillary aside and said, listen, baby, you just don't have.
They never see each other.
They don't ever. Do you think they talk? you never think he said, listen, you aren't me. You don't have this wow factor. I have this ability to sell people a pile of shit. And it's not a great quality. I'm not saying it's a wonderful quality. People believe anything the fuck I say. It's not so with you. Maybe being the president isn't for you. Do you think he ever had that conversation?
No.
I wouldn't have. No. Fuck that. No. I would be like Bill Clinton. No, Bill would be like, you have that conversation with her. That's not for me.
Yeah.
Have a ball.
I'm going to go judge Miss Hawaiian Tropic.
Yeah. I'm going to go to some sex party in Aruba. Bye-bye.
So... we've also got a story, that I don't know if this is actually going to happen or not, but they're trying to look, oh, look at us. We're open and all inclusive in the Trump world here.
Right.
Because there's a story that one of the names being floated around for ambassador to the United Nations,
right,
is an openly gay man.
Okay.
A Republican, one of these inexplicable...
A gay Republican.
Gay Republicans.
Jesus Christ.
Name of Richard Grenell. He previously served as U.S. spokesman at the U.N. under George W. Bush.
I wonder what this guy thinks of Pence, man.
He's under consideration to be the next ambassador to the U.N., according cool. to the Associated Press. If he were selected and confirmed by the Senate, he would be the first openly gay person to ever fill a cabinet-level foreign policy position.
Bam! I mean, that's great for diversity, right? What are his politics like? How can you be gay and a Republican? I mean, I don't get it.
Allegedly, they're also considering Michigan Republican Chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel.
Related to Mittens? Who is that? His daughter?
Niece of 2012 presidential nominee Mitt Romney. A vociferous Trump critic, by the way.
Oh, yes.
They're talking about her to chair the RNC now.
Oh, wow.
Since Reince is going to be busy.
Nine.
As the chief of staff.
Right.
The
See, that's weird to me. Why did Trump want Reince Priebus? Why didn't Reince? They won. They fucking won the election. They have the House and the Senate, but yet they're changing it up. Why? I don't get it. Why wouldn't Reince, or however the fuck you say his name, why wouldn't he keep his job? He did good, apparently.
Well, chief of staff is.
Is that better than head of the RNC?
One of the most powerful positions, yeah.
Okay. So it's a step up.
The selection, it says, this is the New York Daily News, the selection of McDaniel and Grenell could mark an effort by the Trump camp to heal wounds with women in the LGBT community. Good luck with that. Hey, look, you fags, we put a gay guy in the UN.
Ah!
You shouldn't use that word, Donald. I'm not politically correct.
Oh, my God.
I love the fags.
Man, we've really set this country backwards.
So there you go. We'll see. And I'm cynical enough to even say maybe them floating the ideas of these people in their minds will be enough.
Right.
And they're just going to put in who they want anyway.
Are you saying this is lip service?
We're going to tell them we'll put the homo in.
Right.
And they'll think, oh, look, they considered a homo. They don't hate homosexuals.
God.
And then we'll put in somebody who doesn't suck cock.
God, I try not to. I mean, I have in my mind, I have a I'll never book list, and it's mainly white
for
guys.
For your comedy shows?
For my comedy show with the Lotus Lounge. By the way, there's one this Saturday night.
Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Yes. But, like, I have this rule where I try not to book any white dudes that say the N-word or the F-word, because fuck those motherfuckers. Now what do I say? You know, we got a president that just says whatever the fuck he wants.
Stand your ground.
Right. So, wait, I shoot them?
Well, that's later.
Figuratively.
I've got also here a little bit of a story that... God, there's so much going on. Confederate flag waving Trump fan.
Oh, great.
Chases black kids on bikes.
Jesus.
Menaces drivers with a bat.
Wonderful.
Furious parent rips Arkansas school board member over shocking blackface photos.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these are just all over the place.
It goes on and on.
So one of the people that are also emboldened.
Yes.
By the rise of the Trump.
Serial killers. They're no longer embarrassed.
One of these men's rights advocate, pickup artist guys.
Oh, an MRA fuckhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Basically, they say, treat women like shit. They like it.
Oh, yes.
And if you don't, you're a cuck. So this is a guy. His name is... Oh, come on. Dariush Valizadeh.
Dariush?
He calls himself Roosh V. Has it runs a group that he is now crowing about that the fact that Donald Trump is president. Quote, I'm in a state of exuberance now that we have a president who rates women on a 1 to 10 scale in the same way that we do.
Oh, fuck me.
And evaluates women by their appearance and feminine attitude. We may have to institute a new feature called Who Would Trump Bang to signify the importance of feminine beauty ideals that cultivate effort and class above sloth and vulgarity.
Oh, my God. So he's saying he's feeling exuberance?
That's the word he used.
Exuberance. Isn't that an odd word for some MRA redneck?
Simply look at his wife and the beautiful women he's surrounded himself with to remind you of what men everywhere prefer and not the, quote, beauty at every size sewage that has been pushed down our throats by gender studies professors and corporations trying to market their product to feminist fatsos.
Feminist fatsos? What an idiot!
The president of the United States does not see the value in fat women who don't take care of themselves, and neither should you.
What are we doing?
Says.
What are we doing? Are we trying as hard as we can to push the clock back to 1950? Is that the goal?
Yeah, they think they have. They think they won.
Yes.
He's exuberant.
I'm a cuck. We're all cucks, by the way. Jeez.
We now have a president, he continues, we now have a president who will not encourage anti-male propaganda, rape culture, and female victimhood.
What is his what is his idea of rape culture?
Not ours.
Yeah, that's a good way to put that.
The opposite of ours. He says, while I do have minor concerns on the influence of his feminist-minded daughter, Ivanka.
Oh, my God.
That harpy, that harridan, that hussy, that evil temptress.
Jesus.
I do have minor concerns on the influence of his feminist-minded daughter, Ivanka.
So wait, this MRA dude isn't 100% satisfied with Trump.
Well, he's got that daughter, man.
Okay.
Trump will not continue the attack on men that has been institutionalized since the sexual revolution. And accelerated during the 8 years of Obama.
The attack on men.
Oh, yeah.
We've never had a woman president.
Never. I play connect the dots with all the bullet wounds on my cock.
Oh, right. Oh, no. You got to get a Tevlar condom.
We've been attacked. Because our current cultural dystopia is the result of intense long-term manipulation. I love a day off when I can engage in some intense long-term manipulation.
Me too. It's my favorite. Intense.
It is more than enough for Trump to simply not touch the gender issue and allow the culture to return to a more patriarchal order. So he's saying just by Trump not being a mincing feminist who talks about women getting paid equally and fairy shit like that.
Fairy shit.
Then even if Trump isn't outwardly waving the penis bedazzled flag of men's rights.
Oh, yes.
Giant hairy balls on a white field. I was going to say black field, a white field.
Man, that's an amazing image.
That he's working for us because he's not going to be talking about feminist issues.
He's trying. He's doing the best he can.
Stop feeding the rot and it will die off, allowing biology to naturally reassert itself.
Oh, God, these racist
swinging genitalia should be running the world.
You know, yesterday we were trying, I was mulling over whether or not, you know, if you're racist, is it mental illness or not? But damn it, racism, sexism, these people are crazy. There's something fucked up with this guy. If you listen to him, all the weird imagery and shit, the rotting off. He sounds like a loon.
He says Trump does not need to take any specific actions to fortify these rights of men's because
men's
because, quote, his presence automatically legitimizes masculine behaviors that were previously labeled sexist and misogynist. Simply the fact that he won just instantly grows the sacks of all the men in America.
Oh, yes. What does this guy think about Trump's tiny little hands?
They're both now cupping our sacks protectively, Ryan.
It takes two.
Four Trump hands.
No, you're right.
This is our moment, he says.
Oh, wow.
This is our moment.
God.
This is the moment.
And that's from Jekyll and Hyde.
The door is opening for a renaissance of masculinity where men can take pride in being men.
Gross.
And the best part of it is that we don't need to wait for Trump to do anything.
Oh,
his
okay.
victory is more than enough for us to apply our own individual strength in seizing the bull's horns where we can come out of the politically incorrect closet.
What victory does he think men don't have? Men get paid more than women, right? It's 2016 and men get paid more than women.
You're a man hater. You're marginalizing.
Oh, I know.
I'm feeling my testes shrink as you say that.
Am I a cuck?
You? Oh, you're a big
Don't
guy.
Say it. How you're dare you?
Massive cuck. We can come out of the politically incorrect closet and assert our beliefs and behaviors. So it's like grabbing pussy.
Oh, I mean, yes.
That's what he's advocating.
Right.
Those kind of behaviors. So these are the people who are thrilled.
Oh, yes.
Running around with tiny little white supremacist MRA boners.
Boo.
Over the fact that they think their new rep, their new
Damn.
Daddy. Is going to be run the country.
You know, I wish Hillary would have won only if to make this dude sad.
Well, that would have been spectacular.
Oh, I would love to hear his comments had Hillary won.
However, now a really good impeachment would be cockle warming.
Oh, yes. I guess. I mean,
we're still ended up with
Pence, man.
Pence, right.
I mean, that
right,
guy
right.
is horrendous. I mean, yeah, maybe he won't thrust us into a nuclear fucking situation, but damn, Pence is horrendous, man. He's like the Taliban. That gay therapy shit. And
terrifying.
Right.
This is a man who previously, that we're talking about this Roosh V guy, who's a anti-feminist men's right activist.
Yeah, fuck you.
Makes YouTube videos about how to pick up bitches.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a column that he says rape culture has been created by rules in current law that say women could not give full consent if they're drunk.
So he thinks it's not rape if you have sex with a drunk person.
Even if they say no.
Uh-huh. That's rape, dumbass.
Laws against rape, quote, make women wholly unconcerned with their own safety and the character of men they develop intimate relationships with.
God, what a fucking simpleton moron. What a
I saw
idiot.
Women who voluntarily numb themselves with alcohol and other drugs in social settings before letting the direction of the night's wind determine who they would follow into a private room. I saw women who, once feeling awkward, sad, or guilty for a sexual encounter they didn't fully remember, call upon an authority figure to resolve the problem by locking up her previous night's lover in prison, rejecting him from school. He's saying all these evil women who got laid.
Yes.
And then the next day, they're upset that they did it, so they throw the guy in jail. Or they get him kicked out of school. He's saying that they're lying about rape.
Citations.
All right.
Where's your fucking citations?
They'll find one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's it.
Right.
That's how they work. There's that one.
God.
There's this woman who lied.
Jesus.
I see.
Right.
By attempting to teach men not to rape.
Okay.
So he's about to
Who do you have
suggest,
to teach to not rape?
He's about to suggest teaching men to not rape is a bad thing, apparently. By attempting to teach men not to rape, what we have actually done is teach women not to care about being raped.
Oh, my God.
Not to protect themselves from easily preventable acts. There you
oh
go.
My God.
It's your fault, you dumb whores.
Right.
How dare you get drunk and smile at a drunken frat boy? That obviously means he gets to put his hands around your throat and stick his dick into you violently.
Right. And, you know, let me tell you something. Taking a journey through the mind of this MRA freak is disturbing. This is fucked up. Who thinks like this?
This is in the White House.
It is, man.
This is the culture that's in the White House
now. He sat there and these women that came forward and shared their stories about Trump harassing them, assaulting them. He tried to discredit them. He said horrible things about them.
I'll strap in for this next sentence. I thought about this problem, and I am sure I have the solution. Make rape legal if done on private property.
What? What? How does that? What the fuck is this guy talking about?
I propose that we make the violent taking of a woman not punishable by law when done off public grounds.
Jesus.
He says that after this is legalized, a woman would learn to protect her body in the same manner that she protects her purse and smartphone.
This guy's an idiot.
Even though he says we'll make the violent taking of a woman,
yes,
not punishable, he then says that it'll teach her to protect her body in the same manner she protects her purse and smartphone. Are women violently protecting them, their purses and smartphones as they walk down the street? Are they walking around with tasers and nunchucks and just knocking people off left and right who are reaching for their cell phones and their purses? No!
I'm trying to figure this guy out.
You can't.
Is this guy equating rape to when someone steals your phone or what?
After several months of advertising this law throughout the land, rape would be virtually eliminated. On the first day, it's applied. Consent is now achieved when she passes underneath the room's door frame.
Oh, I see. So if you're there, you're by going in somebody's house that has a cock and you have a vagina, you are in fact, it's consent.
Asking for it.
You could be entered. Yes. This is insane. Can we just have Obama return and be president?
So obviously, marital rape doesn't exist to this guy.
Are women people to this guy?
No.
They're objects.
Yes.
That's so fucked up. Can we get Barack Hussein Obama back in the White House, please? Please!
Well, and what's wrong with the fucking Stepford loons?
I don't know.
That actually do like men like this?
I don't fucking know, man.
Who diddled you when you were a kid?
Yeah, this is fucked up. This is mental illness. True mental illness.
Bad encounters are sure to occur, but these can be learning experiences.
Bad encounters.
He's talking about some, you know, absolutely. Some rapes are going to happen, but these should be learning experiences for the poorly trained woman.
Does it make you nervous that this guy walks around unmonitored? I feel like this guy should have a babysitter.
So she can better identify in the future the type of good man who will treat her like the delicate flower she believes she is.
Oh, okay. So it's a woman's fault for not properly identifying. Oh, you see, I shouldn't talk to that guy because he seems rapey. You should have your rape radar. God.
Such a change will provide a mature jolt to American women who have been babied for too long and are protected and coddled as if they have no agency or intellect of their own. Let's make rape legal. Let less women will be raped because they won't voluntarily drug themselves with booze and follow a strange man into a bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And less men will be unfairly jailed for what was anything but a maniacal alley rape.
God damn it.
So he's saying, aside from a stranger hiding behind a dumpster who leaps out
yes.
and violently, quote, maniacally alley rapes somebody.
Unless.
Everything else is fair game, because if you walk in that house, bitch, you're asking for
it. What if you own the alley? What if the alley is part of your private property to your house? Okay. Then it's not rape.
If the rapist produces a deed for just less of the dumpster, then yeah.
Oh, my God. But you got to consult the Hall of Records to see if you're standing on rapeable territory or not.
And this disgusting subhuman...
He gets to vote,
is emboldened,
yeah.
and says, this is our time now.
Look,
that Trump
that's my candidate.
Is in the office.
That's my fucking candidate. That's my guy, the rape guy.
Oh, beautiful.
Right. I mean, what the fuck are we?
Spacious skies.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that.
It's all loverly.
Loverly.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Hello. No. I don't know. That's horrible.
We haven't heard from this guy in a little sea hair.
Yes.
You know, taking a victory lap, I'm sure.
Who is this?
Over at the American Family Association.
Fuck you, Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher, the American Family Association.
What a load.
Sodomy-based marriage.
Oh, yes. It's the best kind.
Not happy.
How's he not happy? He should be fucking thrilled.
So they are trying to, as we stalwartly announce, and I forgot to tweet yet today, I'm trying to tweet daily reminders that Trump lost the popular vote.
Right.
And that we're going to remind everyone of that every fucking goddamn day.
That's awesome. I agree.
And
so say we all.
That, did you see Trump's tweet about that?
No.
That his little butthurt tweet. This is what we put in the fucking White House.
Vain little asshole, man.
He tweeted out that, let me find it. Donald.
How does he have time to tweet right now? Isn't he in the middle of figuring out how to run the goddamn country?
No. I saw another part the other day that really all he likes to do is he gets only 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. The guy doesn't sleep.
Okay.
And that late at night, he just watches hours of TV.
Like what?
Oh, I don't have that report.
We got to know. I want to know what's on his Hulu.
Donald J. Trump.
Do you think Russia could hack into his Netflix account and see what's in his queue? That would be interesting.
Oh, man. He's on 11 hours ago. 11 hours ago.
8 seasons of Animaniacs. That's my guess.
4 a.m. our time.
Tweeting.
Which is 7, so it's not that early.
Right.
He went on a little Twitter twit at the New York Times.
No.
1, 2, 3.
He's going to be president.
The failing New York Times story is so totally wrong on transition. It's going so smoothly. Also, I've spoken to many foreign leaders. I've received... Oh, he spelled it I-E. Oh, that's so cute. I received and taken calls from many foreign leaders, despite what the failing New York Times says. Russia, UK, China, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Australia... next tweet. Australia, New Zealand, and more. I am always available to them. New York Times is just upset that they looked like fools in their coverage of me. He is fighting with the New York Times.
So wait a second. He misspelled received?
Yes, he did.
Didn't he get a red squiggly line in his Twitter when he's typing that out on his fucking smartphone? Didn't he have a smartphone?
I can't tell.
He just ignores it. He's fighting with the New York Times in the middle of the night.
So everybody's been bringing up the fact that he tweeted in 2012 when for a brief time it looked like Barack Obama might lose the popular vote but win the Electoral College.
Yes.
But then he ended up winning the popular vote bigly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After all. But during that time, Trump, vehemently anti-Obama, he's born in Kenya, birther shit, in 2012, Donald Trump tweeted... We got to get rid of this Electoral College. It's un-American. They're stealing the election.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We got to take to the streets. I mean, there's like 8 of them. Keith Olbermann, who has renamed his show from The Closer to The Resistance.
Keith Olbermann is badass. I love that dude.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of it here. If we got time, we do have time.
Awesome.
Keith Olbermann goes over a list of these tweets that were... actually deleted not soon after back in the day.
Yes.
So he even realized the call to have people take to the streets because Obama lost the popular vote.
Right.
He deleted those when Obama won the popular vote.
Right.
He didn't delete those because he shouldn't have done that. He deleted them because Obama ended up winning the
popular vote. The facts changed. Right. I mean, the info changed.
Which I'm amazed he did that.
Yeah.
But he did leave one that said something about the Electoral College is anti-democracy and we should get rid of it. So now people have been waving that one around.
Right. What about this, dummy?
And Don yesterday tweeted, the Electoral College is actually genius in that it brings all states, including the smaller ones, into play. Campaigning is much different.
So which is it? Is it genius or is it incredibly un-American? Or is it both?
Right. Well, it helped him.
Jesus.
So he fucking loves it right now.
You know what the great thing about Donald? He's got all kinds of opinions that sort of contradict each other. He's a potpourri of total shit.
So then he tweeted, this is the butthurt. if the election were based on total popular vote,
yes,
I would have campaigned in New York, Florida, and California and won even bigger and more easily, which is just not true.
God
He's
damn
California?
It.
He's saying he would have been able to pick up millions of votes if he didn't focus on the swing states.
People hate him here.
So he's saying she didn't win the popular vote. I would have if I would have tried.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking pussy. Shit. My God. There's nothing gracious about this guy. He will never be gracious. Can you imagine when he gets impeached? Holy fuck. Please. I mean, that's actually kind of scares me. Doesn't it scare you? If he gets impeached, what will these Trumpalos do? Unless they're pissed off that he's not coming through promises.
He might piss them off by that time and they'll be just over the whole deal.
Oh, he might embrace it. He might be like, fuck this. I want to go back to tweeting and eating bonbons and watching the fucking, Duck Dynasty.
I don't think he wants to be impeached, though. He doesn't want to go out that way. That's being a big loser.
Oh, yes.
In major history.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, the ghost of Nixon is like, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
Oh, yes.
And even Clinton.
Oh, God, yes.
They impeached me. Here is Brian Fisher on his beloved...
The Butthurt Network.
On his beloved...
Yes.
American Family Radio program.
Vomit.
Explaining... How actually Hillary was able to pull off, was able to pull off a alleged victory in popular vote.
Here's a report that from an organization called votefraud.org, they went through an analysis of the database of 180 million voter registrations. They determined that more than 3 million votes were cast by non-citizens. 3 million votes cast by non-citizens. So you look at the margin in the popular vote that Hillary Clinton has. It's somewhere north of a million. I'm still counting, but let's say she wins the popular vote by a million votes. It very well could be that what tipped the balance to Hillary Clinton were 3 million illegal aliens that had simply no right to vote, let alone even to be in this country.
Meanwhile, the website of which he speaks is a right-wing nut job website.
I'm so glad you brought the buzzer back, by the way. That is the funniest fucking thing. I love the buzzer.
This votewatch.org or whatever is a right-wing nut job site.
Of course. Yeah, they're like, we estimate 3 million undocumented voted. Is it not enough that these fucking assholes, their candidate won via the Electoral College? Can't they just shut the fuck up about it?
No, because we're never going to shut up about the fact that he didn't win the popular vote.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we make sure that they know that they didn't have a fucking mandate or anything remotely close to it.
It's not what the fucking country wanted.
So that's what Brian Fisher had to say.
Yes.
Today.
Right.
Oh, God. Do we actually want to hear this voice?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I want your listeners to know this. I was involved in some election coverage on election night. And there were so many prayer groups that had been set up even 2 months prior to the election. People were interceding all across the United States because they saw literally the United States was hanging on a thread. We were looking over a precipice, especially in our relationship to Israel. Very likely President Obama was about to make a decision to remove the Jewish people from their biblical lands of Judea, Samaria.
What?
What in the hell is she talking about?
To remove the people from their biblical lands.
God. What must it be like to be a Trumpalo?
How is he going to do that? Does she think we're gonna go and somehow
know.
In the next 2 months kick Netanyahu out of Israel? Kick all the Jews out of Israel?
Sure, why not?
How does she get away with this? I mean, how do these people get away with saying this shit?
Because no one cares. I don't fucking know.
In East Jerusalem. So people were very engaged. What I want people to know is that we were very specific about requesting intercessory prayer.
This is what I read yesterday.
Intercessory.
Yeah. We were very specific about intercessory prayer. So they called forth really specific God magic.
I every time I hear Michelle Bachmann, I'm just like, why?
Why is she in anyone's life?
Why? Why are we saddled with this loon?
It's, yeah, I can't argue with that. I don't know.
It's like a cruel joke.
We've got some parents are complaining to a school after Trump-loving students told the black kids to get in the back of the bus.
No, that's nice. Jeez.
St. Louis. Dozens of Missouri high school students walked out of class to protest racially charged incidents. What students say is lack of appropriate response from the school administration.
Okay.
At least 150 students assembled outside Ledoux Horton Watkins High School.
Hey, boy.
Marched toward the district's administrative offices.
Good for them.
Demanding to speak with the superintendent. Protests stemmed from an incident last Thursday when a group of students on a school bus chanted Trump while two white students told their black peers to sit in the back.
Oh, my God. You know,
the two students were disciplined.
It's so heartbreaking when children do this because, you know, it's their fucking parents.
Absolutely.
Poisoning their mind with this bigotry and hate. Oh, God.
One man said his 15-year-old daughter was on the bus, said it's not an isolated incident. This is the fifth racially charged incident with my daughter since the beginning of the school year, he said.
Jeez. The fifth?
Yeah.
He said the fifth. It's only November. School just started in September, right?
She said his daughter spoke at the meeting, told the school board she will not tolerate this type of behavior. It's hard to go through things like this, she said. I'm a very outspoken person. I will not be mistreated. I will not let my friends or anybody else be mistreated.
Yes.
White, black, anybody.
Jeez.
Some parents are outraged that the two white students are already back in school. The district said it's working on several tolerance initiatives, including diversity and equity training for staff.
God. Training. You got a bunch of kids making
for staff.
For staff.
For Holy. Teachers. You have to teach the teachers not to be racist fucks.
What do they learn in college? Is it not their minds opened in college? I remember before I went to school, I grew up in Georgia, and I don't know. You get straightened out in college. You get away from your fucking idiot friends in high school. Your mind is broadened. Your worldview is broadened. I would think that would happen as you're training to be a teacher in college. Maybe. Maybe you need this fucking training. Who knows? What do I know?
Maybe.
I live in a little fucking entertainment Hollywood bubble.
I've got...
I'm in the bubble. Not these fucking idiot rednecks. How do you like that?
Or there's two bubbles.
Oh, yes.
Maybe there's a couple of bubbles.
Stay out of my bubble.
Also going on, I like that story that you put up. The family on gold thrones promises they represent all Americans. Again, there they are.
How insane.
All sitting on gold leaf furniture with, she was wearing, did you see that Ivanka was wearing some bauble on her wrist that then her fucking... website, her clothing line,
God,
tweeted out, "Hey, you can wear the same $10,000. It's $10,000 dollars.
Jesus.
You can wear the same $10,000 bracelet Ivanka is.
Is it Trump? But isn't Trump foregoing a salary as president? Is he saying he's not going
to
get paid?
I'm only going to. You have to take a dollar.
So he's got to monetize.
I'm
right?
only going to take a dollar.
He's monetizing the presidency." He's put an Amazon affiliate link in every email he sends out.
Well, yeah, and what did he run on with Hillary and the foundation? Pay for play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pay for play government. Mm-hmm.
Did it not occur to anyone? You know, the thing with that picture of them all sitting on those golden chairs, did it not occur to anyone that people would look at that and think, hey, let them eat cake? That doesn't... Why would they... They don't have that awareness. That blows my mind.
Many reports are coming out at how what how unprepared the Trump team is and what a spectacular clusterfuck it's turning into.
Yay.
There were like papers that they were supposed to file that they forgot to file and shit.
Because Chris Christie was going to be the guy in charge of all this shit, and now he can't.
And now the story's out that President-elect Donald Trump, his first meeting with another foreign leader as president-elect, was supposed to take place, or is supposed to take place tomorrow.
Yes.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in town. And the Japanese officials are saying that nobody knows what's going on. Japanese officials said they don't know where or when in New York it's going to take place, who's going to be there, who's invited, or even who to call to set this shit up.
What the fuck? And by the way, could you imagine if you're in the Japanese government, you're like, hey, is Bannon going to be there? Is this fucking Bannon going to be there, who's bitching about all the Asian CEOs in Silicon Valley?
The State Department is not involved in planning the meeting yet because he ain't president yet.
Right.
So his people should be setting this up.
Doesn't he have the best people?
His people that he's going to put in charge of these places should be setting this up with him.
Do you think he has like cross-cultural training? Do you think Trump knows how to handle a Japanese business?
Konnichiwa.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, how horrifying, man. How fucking horrifying.
One Japanese official says there's been a lot of confusion.
No, yeah, no shit.
They're also saying that he's expressed that he wants to stay in Trump Tower as much as he can. But I saw a report last night that they literally can't do that without shutting down like Fifth Avenue just for security purposes, because one of the part of the protocol is they don't want to have anything where a truck full of explosives could barrel into the bottom of Trump Tower, bring the whole fucking thing down, a la 9/11.
Well, you remember that episode of House of Cards?
Spoiler alert.
Right. When Watts-his-face is vice president, he wants to stay in his own fucking house. And it's a huge pain in the ass because they have to make his walls blast-proof and shit like that.
So they... The Secret Service and people in the security offices are like, no, we can't. What do you think de Blasio is going to allow four blocks of downtown Manhattan, a block away from Central Park, to be cordoned off just so that fuck?
It's impossible.
Just because he doesn't want to go and live in the White House.
Have you been to Central Park in that area?
I want to live in my tower.
There's so many people there. That
building is a public building.
I don't know. Hey, listen,
because there was a deal that there were shenanigans that he didn't pay enough or something he tried to close off the lobby for one of his events and he couldn't because it's a public space.
He can't do that.
And he didn't have the proper permits. It's like he can't go downstairs and lock the door on Trump Tower. It doesn't work that way.
You know, it's so funny just to hear you tell that story. It makes me wonder, if you don't want to live in the White House and you I don't know, why does he want to be president? I mean, that's part of being president. He doesn't want to live in the fucking White House.
Well, there was a black family there before.
Oh, is that
the deal?
I don't know
how great the neighborhood is.
Okay. Jesus Christ. If you don't want to live in Pennsylvania Avenue, then maybe you don't want to be president. I mean, that's like, I would want to live in the White House. That's part of the perk, right? It's cool. I get to live in the fucking White House. I'm going to go jack off in Lincoln's bedroom. Yay.
Trump is denouncing the widespread reports of disorganization on the team. That's what he was talking about with this New York Times. One of their stories was like, it's a clusterfuck.
Yeah, my fucking idiot friend on Facebook was bitching that Politico is putting all these anti-Trump articles, and he listed that one.
Oh, well, too fucking bad.
Well, it is negative. His transition is going poorly.
It's a clusterfuck.
Which affects the fucking country.
Not having a clusterfuck of a transition, we won't report on it.
Don't you think that'll affect jobs, him getting jobs back in the country? If he doesn't have staff and people working for him?
Well, what if something happens?
Like what? Like a fucking international incident? A war?
A banking thing.
A terrorist attack?
A natural disaster. A terrorist attack.
A flood?
Anything happens.
Anything. What is some... Listen to
look
what...
Look at the Bush administration.
Oh, yeah.
These were veterans, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. These were Washington insiders.
And how great they did when the hurricane hit New Orleans. Hurricane... Wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Katrina.
Katrina, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Condoleezza Rice is watching a fucking Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Brownie. Did a great job, Brownie.
Let me tell you something, man. You just said, what if something happens when he's president? I mean, how's he going to create jobs?
U.S. allies are trying, are, quote, scrambling to figure out how and when to contact Mr. Trump.
On the bat phone. Right? The bat phone.
Some have blindly dialed into Trump Tower in New York to reach him. Hello, this is the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah. Hi, it's a security desk.
Is
Trump
Donald
Towers.
Home?
No, he's not. He doesn't want to be disturbed. He's watching an episode of, you know, Pawn Shop or whatever.
So that's what caused Trump to tweet, the failing New York Times story is so totally wrong. It's going smoothly. Also, I've spoken to many foreign leaders.
Okay. Well, we're fucked. Congratulations. Congratulations. We're fucking fucked. He wants to bring back jobs. He can't even fill the jobs in the fucking White House.
Spoke to Uncle Nipples.
Nicked.
Already.
Oh, he has the phone number. They know how to get in touch with each other.
Oh, speed dial.
Oh, okay, sure.
Well, they play words with friends.
Oh. Well, wait. Do they have the Russian version?
Well, I'm sure.
Okay.
Words with comrades.
But Trump doesn't know Russian.
Well,
who knows? Right. Maybe he does.
And Putin pretends to not know English.
Oh, we're so fucked.
He called him on Monday. The two men agreed to aim for, quote, constructive cooperation, which raised eyebrows among Democrats and traditionalist Republicans who are worried about a resurgent Moscow.
Right. Everybody's worried about everything.
State Department spokesman Kirby said there's been no outreach to date from Trump's transition aides.
Okay.
In the State Department.
Wow. So, like, what the fuck are they doing or what's going on? You know, when you get a new job, in your first day, it's like you can't get anything done because you don't know where the filing room is. You don't know where the copies are. You don't know where to do fucking anything. It must be what it's like for these guys. What happens when you assume the role of president? I just assume there are all kinds of people saying, oh, Mr. Trump, here's the war room. Here's your phone. Here's how people get in touch with you. Here's how you do X, Y, and Z. Or do they just, does Obama just leave? Here you go.
Well, yeah, that's how it works.
Holy shit. My God, I mean, we're fucked.
Well, they said, one report said that they were, some of the people in the Trump cloud were surprised that Obama wasn't leaving people. Like, well, there's going to be, some people are going to stay, right? And they're like, no.
And they
no,
can't. They
empties,
can't, right?
It empties out. Well, I mean, they can if they appoint them there or whatever.
No, I thought I heard the great Rachel Maddow saying that there's some sort of fucking legal process.
Oh, maybe they have to vacate and...
Yeah, I mean, and that can't happen because of the fucking time schedule they're on or some bullshit. Oh, what's it matter?
And then...
My God.
In a tweet that shows that Donald has still not left the reality show that is his life.
Yes.
Very organized process taking place as I decide on cabinet and many other positions. I am the only one who knows who the finalists are! Exclamation point. I'm the only one who knows who the finalists are.
Is he going to hand them a rose?
Behind door number one, we have Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yes.
Serial cheater on a couple of different wives.
Right, in a fucking fuck stick. What's his, John Bolton?
John Bolton, tap dancing, Warhawk.
Pack your knives, Johnny.
Be bombing the fuck out of Iran.
Yeah, he's going to run it like a whole reality thing.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, make it entertaining while you kill us.
Oh, sure.
If the election were based on total popular vote, I would have campaigned in New York, Florida, and California.
That is so crazy. Ha 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 ha.
So what do you delusional mean? And so sad. What a we sad little man he is.
We don't need a reveal, man. We just tell us who you're thinking of.
He has to go there, though. He's so butthurt about losing the popular vote that he's like, well, I didn't try. I would have won that popular vote shit if I tried.
You didn't try? You're running for president? I don't know. What do you try for?
He would have gone to California. And he puts Florida in there. He was in Florida every 10 minutes in the final days.
Fucking God.
He was in Florida.
Oh, by the way, Joe Maddon didn't win Manager of the Year. We were wrong. It was that guy who manages the Dodgers.
I thought it was Joe Maddon. He was a finalist.
He was a finalist. Down to two.
How sad.
The fucking guy, I can't think of his name now. Manager of the Dodgers. He won. Fucking. Yeah. Retraction.
Crab diving retraction.
Yeah.
See, we admit when we fuck up here.
Absolutely.
Unlike some, I don't know, presidential candidate.
It doesn't even matter if he admits he fucked up.
Soon to be president. I was going to say
president. What's going to happen when they don't have anybody to fill all these jobs in the White House and our country starts running? I mean, does he know how to get in touch with the chief of staffs? I remember, like, in West Wing, when there's a war or something, you go down in a room and you meet with your generals and shit like that. How's that going down or what? You know?
We have a story about marijuana.
Okay.
A new study is out.
Yes.
That shows using marijuana might help some alcoholics and people addicted to other opioids kick their habits.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
That cannabis could be used as an exit drug to help alcoholics and people addicted to opioids kick their habits.
That's right.
So, Rush Limbaugh, you might still have your hearing if you'd switch to weed, you fuck.
Yeah, smoke up, baby. Weed's amazing.
It's out of British Columbia.
Hello.
Out of Canada, our friends to the north. We apologize for what's going on, your crazy neighbors down here. We tried.
So we got somebody like Rob Ford in charge of the whole country. Really, we do.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. The inimitable Mr. Rob Ford.
I mean, you can't picture him Trump saying something like Olivia Gondek, the whole pussy thing. That's totally out of Trump's
vernacular.
Pussy. Yeah.
He cleans up a little bit better in public, though, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
because he's a rich guy, right?
He didn't say pussy once during the whole campaign.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
He called Ted Cruz a pussy.
That's right.
It was like one of the best moments. It was funny.
But that's a different version of the term.
He was quoting someone. Yes.
And it's calling somebody a pussy like you're a coward, you're a weenie, you're weak, you're feckless.
Yeah,
as opposed to grab them by the pussy.
Yes.
Which is a different
connotation.
Too many good dogs are getting out of business.
That's a different kind of OBGYN.
That's right.
I've got here. I'm trying to look through. I'm having trouble with my.
The last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
Rest in peace, Rob Ford.
You're right. Trump cleans up a lot better than Rob Ford. Rob Ford doesn't clean up.
Yeah.
What was that old thing?
That was cleaned up. That was in front of, that was a press conference.
How about that clip of him at the Taco Bell or something, like at the fast food menu?
Yeah, he's gonna fucking kill somebody and shit like that.
He threatened to murder somebody at Taco Bell.
So now the Pentagon has finally said that the Trump team.
Yes.
As of the Pentagon.
Right.
As of today, Wednesday morning, has not contacted anybody.
To do what? Nobody's contacted the Pentagon?
Yeah. By now, a normal transition team would have already contacted you. Somebody would have said, hi, I'm the new director in charge of this for the Trump transition team. Hello, Department of the Interior. We're going to be coming in there. And, you know, I mean, it always happens that way. Nobody knows what's going on.
Why don't they just call him and say, hey, listen, what do we need to do? We're new here. Oh, how do I get in touch with you? Tell me what to do, Pentagon. They won't do that.
And today, Trump actually denied reports that he's trying to get security clearance for his kids.
But he is, right?
Well, he said no.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, Donald, we totally believe you. I believe you.
Well, it might have been one of those where it was floated. Like, he's like, can I get security for Ivanka? And security clearance. And that's what the people were like. Mm-mm.
Well, really, he might need his kids to do something.
Well, and aside from like the ultra highest levels, everything else is even compartmentalized. Like I heard an expert who was saying that it doesn't work that way. That he would have to say, look, I'm putting Ivanka on my Syrian team.
Okay.
To help me with, inform me on Syria.
Oh, my
Therefore,
God.
She would be privy to that specific information. It doesn't mean that. You can't throw out blanket top secret classifications to just anybody.
Oh, I see.
It would have to be piecemeal.
Okay.
So this person who has worked in that capacity before said, even if Trump asked for it, they would have to say why.
That's like that whole need to know base.
And it would have to be specific, very specific things. It's not just, hey, Ivanka, you want to sit in on the Russian briefing with me?
I thought you were going to say you want to sit on my lap.
Well, that, yeah.
Jeez. Sit on my lap, baby. Oh, my God. We got this pervy pedophile trying to figure out how to run the country. Motherfucker.
And it's already clusterfuck.
It's not going well.
Right. I saw somebody say America will be Donald Trump's 7th bankruptcy.
You know, man, with my friend on Facebook is saying all this shit about it's just the negative media spinning his transition, making it look like it's not working. I wish.
Why has this not happened before?
Don't you wish it was just a lamestream media spin?
I don't remember hearing about Obama's fucked up crazy transition team. I don't ever remember hearing about any, like you said, transition team ever before.
Are you happy it's going so poorly for
only,
him?
Oh, absolutely. Only now. I'm sad for the country.
I'm sad. This is a nightmare.
And then again, the bubble on the right, they're saying, well, there's nothing wrong. It's the lamestream media lying. I saw a comment today that somebody said, I can't wait for Donald to sue the New York Times for libel and shut them down, by the way.
Oh, hey, dumbass.
A libel lawsuit is going to shut down the New York Times.
What happens if the big one hits L.A.? What if we have I even hate to say that, have a fucking earthquake?
The earthquake?
What about a flood? We need FEMA to jump in and do something. Is that guy going to be so concerned about Donald Trump suing the stupid fucking New York Times?
I don't think he lives in California.
Wherever this person lives, if there's a fucking natural disaster, this is a nightmare. Nobody's fucking happy about this.
Here's another clip from our good friend and apparently our new ally.
Fuck you.
In the struggle, which I still can't believe, but our new ally in the struggle. It's time for Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck over at the Blaze.
Hello.
This must be from the same show from yesterday because he's wearing the same professorial black V-neck sweater.
Okay.
He's looking very Mormon-y. Black tie, white shirt. It looks like he's out riding a bike trying to convert you, knock on the door. Here's Glenn Beck talking about the appointment of Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay. God, I don't know how he's going to feel about Bannon.
As a senior White House advisor.
If you know Steve Bannon's agenda and his vision of America, it's not pretty. Right,
and here's that first big clash is going to be. Steve Bannon has talked about wanting to oust Paul Ryan out of the speakership. Well, Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan are best friends. They're both from Wisconsin. They both started there. Reince has great relationships with Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And
by the way, this is from the Blaze TV. This is one of production meetings.
Oh, wow. I got to see this.
This is like a TMZ moment where Glenn is standing in an office with all of his buddies, and he's pontificating in front of a group at the Blaze.
He fucking stole that from TMZ. You know he did. Yeah. You know he watched TMZ. He was like, I want that.
Paul.
So this guy has a point. You know, you got this. We talked about it yesterday that Trump already put two knife fighters that hate each other together as his two senior advisors. You've got Reince Priebus, and then whose reach around friend is Paul Ryan, and then you've got Steve Bannon, whose right wing hate machine has been desperate to remove Paul Ryan as speaker.
He's got a team of fuckers that hate each other. It's already challenging.
Paul Ryan out of the speakership. Well, Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan are best friends. They're both from Wisconsin. They both started there. Reince has great relationships with Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And how does that play out over?
Doesn't Bannon stays, Reince leaves.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What is it? What are his connections to Breitbart still? Is he completely separated?
He says he is, but
I wouldn't
believe it.
I would want to actually see. Maybe we can push for a similar type, something he can sign, kind of like in like the precedent of how Obama made Clinton sign that.
Yeah, that worked so well, didn't it?
Oh yeah, that worked great.
Yeah,
but something along. I mean, something that we could have, you know, to say, look, there's a severe conflict in the waiting here.
You just need to know that Breitbart is and has been
TV.
State-run TV
for Trump. Yeah, and that's what we're going to have.
That's insane.
So any bad news that comes out,
yes,
you're going to hear the fake spin come out of Breitbart, and everything else will be libelous.
Right.
Everything else is lies about the president.
Jeez. Can I just one criticism of Glenn Beck's this format he's embracing here, this segment?
He's got 24 hours a day.
That's true. I was going to say, Glenn, this sucks. You know, this fucking sucks.
And no money.
The entertainment value on this segment is so fucking low. Who is this twerp, this boring fuckhead talking? I want to hear Glenn Beck talk.
Somebody on his staff.
Nah, this sucks,
TV.
Glenn.
And the pusher of the alt-right movement, basically. That's who's your senior advisor to the president.
The guy who said we are the platform for the alt-right. Nobody's looking into it, nobody really cares. When people really understand what the alt-right is, this neo-nationalist, neo-Nazi white supremacy idea that Bannon is pushing hard.
Yeah.
I hope they wake up. Because if not, we are racist. If that's what we accept and we know it, then we are racist. I contend people don't know what the alt-right is yet.
I don't know about that, but
how is Trump not going to come after Glenn Beck, man, for saying shit like that?
So Glenn Beck saying, if we accept Steve Bannon as his White House advisor, we're accepting that we're a racist country. We're just saying, yep,
yeah.
We hate black people.
I put an article up on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving from Slate, that sort of said, well, it's hard to claim you're not a racist if you voted for Trump. Because he said a lot of racist things. A lot of the things he wants to do are rooted in racism.
At least be turn your eyes away.
But it's just so hard for me to think that if you voted for Trump, you are in fact not a racist. Because you know your vote is going to support a guy that is saying he's going to do racist things. I just don't know how you can justify it.
From the Athens, Georgia Banner Herald.
Fuck you, boy.
University of Georgia student recently reported to police.
That's deliverance land, baby.
This took place at a Waffle House.
No, hell yeah, man. What did they order?
Downtown Athens Waffle House early Yummy. Saturday. She heard some males in a booth behind her making racial comments about Mexicans.
No.
When she turned to face the group of young white men, one of them said he was going to grab her by the pussy.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Trump America. Disgusting.
When they got there, the men denied they said anything inappropriate. The one male student said he was having a conversation about the president-elect, and that other student may have taken offense.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's the only story there, is that just another Another example of Trump.
It's another day in paradise.
Of Trumpistan.
God damn it, man. I mean, everything that we thought would happen is happening if he were president. The country is barely going to be able to keep the lights on because he doesn't have enough people to hire. And look at all these racists that feel emboldened. It's like we're just so fucking stupid. We saw every bit of this coming. It's so fucked up.
There are still murmurs of... we got to wrap it up here, but tomorrow we'll talk about... there's a headline that says, something stinks when exit polls and official counts don't match. And it's kind of true. We have a friend that lives in North Carolina.
Right.
Who thought it a little shady that the number for, well, Pat McCrory still lost.
Yes.
But the margin was a lot different than the margin for which Hillary Clinton won.
Okay.
Like, for some reason, she finds it hard to believe that people would vote for Clinton and then McCrory.
Yeah, that's very fucked up.
And that is almost what looks like happened in large numbers. And she's like, wait a minute, come on.
Right,
I find
right.
that a little hard to believe. And that's people more and more are starting to sniff around and say, wait a second, all this exit polling and shit. Wait a minute. It ain't matching what these numbers are coming out. So we don't know. There may have been shenanigans. We may have more that comes out still. I doubt it, but you never know. There might be a, what do we do if we find out that the Russians or somebody actually did hack into certain systems and fuck the election? Instant chaos.
I don't know.
Instant chaos.
Oh, shit.
Which we'll talk about tomorrow.
Trash can fires.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. We'd appreciate it. Ryan's going to do some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram feed, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
And we be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
I need to press this button. There we go.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.